Hi everyone, this is Ian Reed, and I'm going to demonstrate playing Brave of Claudia with the JGT add-on. By default, the game outputs to the clipboard, but I think it is a better experience to have it outputting directly to NVDA, so I recommend going into the settings and changing that. But since the default outputs to the clipboard, I'm going to show that. And there are a couple things I need to do to make that work. First, I need to have installed the Japanese keyboard. Then, I'm going to press Ctrl-Shift-NVDA-H to enable the Auto-Translate Clipboard feature. That's different than the Auto-Translate Last Spoken feature that you enable by pressing Ctrl-Shift-NVDA-Y. The other thing I need to do is, as soon as I start the game, I'm going to press Alt-Shift to switch to the Japanese keyboard. So you heard me switch to the Japanese keyboard, and then you heard some text output in English. Now, there's another little problem when you start the game and it's outputting directly to, or outputting to the clipboard. And that is that you end up in some sort of strange text control. And so every time you press up or down, NVDA says blank before the add-on is able to speak the translated text. I don't think that's a problem with the add-on. It's just a combination of NVDA and Brave of Claudia somehow putting it in a strange text control. So, sounds like this. So you can hear it saying blank in front of each menu item. So the way to fix that is you just Alt-Tap away from the game and back again. Now as I arrow to menu items, you can hear that that's fixed. So if you did want to switch to using NVDA, you come into this environmental settings menu. And the very top option is set to clipboard, and you would hit enter on that and switch to NVDA. If you're going to do that, you want to make sure and start the game with App Locale or Locale Emulator, because as soon as you switch it, that will be required for text to output correctly. The other thing I want to note is that when you change that, those settings are automatically changed for the rest of the time that the game is open, but if you want those settings to be saved for the next time you open the game, you have to hit another menu item in this menu. And so it's near the bottom of the menu, so I'm going to hit the end key because this menu has a lot of options, and that'll take me right to the bottom. And then I'm going to move up just one from that. So this menu item says that it will update the external configuration file, so that next time you load the game, your settings will be saved and loaded from there. So just make sure to hit that if you switch from clipboard to NVDA. That's all I wanted to show, so thanks for listening, and I hope this helped.